To the extent that the actualizing tendency is an inherent part of being human, Rogers maintained that even under conditions of incongruence, the real or organismic self still exists. It's just harder to access. But his theory assumes that we have an organismic valuing process, meaning that there is an intrinsic appreciation of that which is conducive to actualizing the self. That is, things that are good for you tend to feel good. There's a theory called self-determination theory that has generated a huge amount of empirical research consistent with these findings. I'm a big fan of this theory. You might want to check out this link and learn more. You might also be interested in reading some of Ken Sheldon's research specifically aimed at empirically demonstrating evidence of this organismic valuing principle.